Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ma'id Katan, daf Tezvav. Ma'id Katan, Tezvav. We left off Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We are about 8 to 10 lines up from the bottom of the page. We're going to pick it up from Mitzera Maushi Yannick Tzarat Ibregel. Mitzera Maushi Yannick Tzarat Ibregel. Three lines up from where the lines get wider. The Gemara is going to first ask Kashayla about Mitzera regarding Yamdiv. And then the Gemara is going to really get into a series of 13 different questions, where the Gemara discusses the relationship between the dinim of Avil and how those dinim of Avil, how they apply to Menudah, one who's a Nidah, one is excommunicated, and to one who is a Mitzayra. Okay, let's see the first. This is really before that. This series of 13 questions. Mitzayra Mashiach and Tzarat Regel. What is the dinim of Mitzayra the Gabi Regel? We just discussed that we know that Regel does create a pause within the dinim of Avelos. Regel creates a pause within the dinim of Avelos. What does it do the Gabi Mitzayra? Does it create a pause in the dinim of Mitzayra or not? Amar Abaye Tashma, Vanazir Mitzayra, Mitamasei L'Tarasei. The Mishnah discussed that a Nazir Mitzayra who went from Tumah to Tara, he can cut his hair during Chol HaMoed, right? It sounds like Tafka if he went from Tumah to Tara. But if he'd been a state of actual Tumah, then he wouldn't be able to. Nog, his dinim of Mitzera would still be fully in effect. L'chari to Raya, that the dinim of Mitzera aneig on Yomtiv. It says, Mar, no, let me buy Kamar. The Tana can be teaching a Chiddush in the exact opposite way. Let me buy. Not only, meaning, let me buy Maitamasa Lenog. During, if he's smacking them of Maitamasa, I would say that the dinim of Mitzera are not Noyeg. That's less of a chiddush because right now you have yantif, it pushes aside the dinim of taras. Aval tarasai, the chiddush is as follows. If we went from tumah v'tara, where now there's a concern that besides for now he's able to cut his hair, besides for having noeg dinim of mitzayra, he also has a series of karbanas that he has to bring. Says the Gemara, aval tarasai, nigzer shem yishik karbanasav. I may think that maybe we should make a decree that he doesn't cut his hair during Chol HaMoed because we should be scared he's going to delay bringing his karbanas because it may come out that he, unless he delays to bring it to the, depending on which part of Chol HaMoed it is, he may end up delaying to bring it, comes to the end of Chol HaMoed, comes to the last day of Yom Tov, he's not allowed to be the Karbanos, and it could cause an issue in delaying of the Karbanos, and maybe we delay the whole process till afterwards, till after the Moed. Kamash Mulan, that if his time came up in the middle of Chol HaMoed, he can cut his hair and begin his entire process, even if we have concerns about him bringing Karbanos in a timely fashion. But maybe Stamazai, someone who's a regular Mitzera, not someone who became Tar. A Mitzera who's remaining in a state of Tumah. Now it's Yamtiv. Maybe Yamtiv pushes aside the whole din of Mitzera, so we have no Raya from that din, that Mitzera is pushed aside from Yamtiv or not. Amar Rav says, Amin, you're right, Tashema. But Tzuri Pasu says, someone who's Mitzera, he has to rip his begadim, he has to let his hair grow long. We say the Rabbi's Kohen Gadol comes to include even the Kohen Gadol. Even the Kohen Gadol is included in the din of Tzaras. Now let's make a limud right from there. A kohen gadol, every day of a kohen gadol has a nag regel. A kohen gadol, the chol shana kula, kiregel, l'chulei alma dami. A kohen gadol, every day of the year for a kohen gadol is like regel compared to everyone else. Why? The Tanah, we looked at Mishnah, a kohen gadol makrib einin. A kohen gadol can be a carpet even as einin. Regular person can't, of course. But a kohen gadol can makrib as an einin. Ve'inai achel, but even though he's makrib einin, he doesn't eat from the karbanas. But the point is, for a kohen gadol, every day is like a yamtiv, meaning it pushes aside his avelos to an extent. And still we say, he still has the dinim of, he still has the dinim of Mitzayra. Shema mina noeg b'tzarat ibregel, shema mina. Every day has the dinim of yamtiv. For kohen gadol, and still we say he has dinim of tzaras, l'chayez araya, that every Mitzayra on regel will still have a dinim of tzaras on regel. It does not push aside the dinim of Mitzayra. There's a beautiful malach in the Mefarshim which explains what's pshat every day by kohen gadol is like yamtiv. We know it has a din like that. We just quoted from the Mishnah that a kohen gadol who is an einin can still do avayda, and it must be because we treat like yamtiv. What's the limud? So they connected beautifully to the idea that we had already discussed in Rosh Hashanah. We discussed that Rosh Hashanah just blowing shofar makes someone like lefnei Hashem. It makes someone lefnei Hashem. This discussion should have certain dinim, like being in the basement, being lefnei Hashem, no matter where one is, because blowing shofar makes one lefnei Hashem. In yamtiv in general, there's a concept of a person being lefnei Hashem. The simcha of yamtiv is being lefnei Hashem, being close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Mefarshim explained. If that's the case, the kohen gadol is constantly lefnei Hashem. Therefore, for him, it's yamtiv every single day. That's the machshava, the idea why for kohen gadol it's yamtiv every day. But there's a question in the Achrayin, a very interesting question. We actually did not point out the Tesis yesterday, but there's a very Mechuzishik Tesis. After all, it fits literally with the black-white Pesukim in the Torah. Tesis on Yudal Beis. Tesis says that the mitzvah of Yamtiv, the Simchas Yamtiv, is Drabanan. Now, presumably, what's going to delay, what's going to delay or push aside in the Marashayla, the din of Mitzayra Ayamtiv, the mitzvah of Simchas Yamtiv, the mitzvah of Simchas Yamtiv pushes aside, that's the Havmini at least, that's the Shayla, pushes aside the din of Mitzayra. Ultimately, we say it doesn't, Shabbat Minah that doesn't, but the Havmini would be that Simchas Yamtiv pushes aside the din of Mitzayra. But according to Taishas, that we say the din of Simchas Yamtiv is a Durabanan, and we know that obligations of Mitzayra is Duraisa, what will be the Havmina that the dinim of Mitzayru are pushed aside from a chi of Simchas Yamtiv, which is Durabanan. Again, obviously, just to point out, I'm sure it's bothering everyone, is V'samachta b'chagecha is a black and white pasuk, right? But again, let's take for granted for now, Taisa Shita, that the chi of absolute chi of Simcha on Yamtiv is Durabanan, so the Marat's chiyas, the Karanaira, they ask, according to Taisvis, what's the Havamina of Agamara? Again, the Marat ultimately comes out and says, it's not Teichem Mitzayru. What was the Havamina of Agamara that it should be Teichem? Marat's chiyas wants to suggest a big chiddush that's Taisa Shtasei, very Gishmakater, it's Taisa Shtasei. Taisa that elsewhere holds that an Asay Durabim, even if it's only Drabanan, an Asay Durabim, which is Drabanan, can be considered greater than an Asay Duraisa of Yachid. So the Asay Durabim, which is Simchas Yamtiv, which is even if it's Drabanan, because the Asay Durabim would potentially have the power to push aside an Asay Yachid. A massive Chiddush, L'Chaira, we're talking about Drabanan Duraisas, but the Rabim element, even though Drabanan, casts a power that perhaps we'd be able to push away the Asay Duraisa even of Yachin. Again, we don't ultimately come out of Gemara that's true. And our Gemara in our case was saying that the Mitzayra does have Dina Mitzayra during Yamtiv. But the Svara, the Havamin, to say that it would work would be the power of the Asay Durabim over, even though it's Durabana, over the Asay Yachin. Very interesting. Okay, Avil also puts his bearers. And Avil is also in getting here because I'm going to start all these list of, again, around 13 Halachas takes us all the way to the bottom part of today's Amud Beis that we're going to discuss. Legabe Avel, legabe Mitzayra, and legabe a person who's a Nidui. Avel has been described. Avel is usher to cut his hair. Megabe lachaman of the Aaron. The pasuk says to the Aaron, "Rashechem al tefro. You don't let your hair grow long, even when you're in avelus. But the Aaron shouldn't let the hair grow long. Bechadukla maser. That means other avelim when they're avelus, they must let the hair grow long. They can't cut the hair." Okay, top of Tesvav Menalov. Menudah Mitzayra, Ma'am Mehem Tesvaris. What's the deal of hair cutting with regards to someone who's a Menudah, someone who's in excommunication, or a Mitzayra? Tashema, Menudah Mitzayra, Nasur, the top of Chabes, black and white, Braisa. Menudah Mitzayra, they're usher from hair cutting and from washing the clothing, Menudah Shemes. And in case of a Menudah, this once we call the Braisa, we just call the Braisa, we really have the answer to our Shaila. Very clearly, we're saying that they also have a din of iser of hair cutting and washing the begadim. The Braisa just continues, says, if someone dies in a status of nidui, so he never got exempt, he never got released from his excommunication, bezin soiklin es arayne, bezin gives a skill to arayne bidaimer, leishavidu. We don't mean that we put a pile of stones like they did by the grave of Achan, Ella. Bezin goes and sends and puts one big stone on his grave to demonstrate that this idea that whoever dies benidui, Bezin is giving him skila. So it's machlekes what the idea behind this is. Rambam explains that it's like a symbolism. It's a symbolism that he's still separated from the tzibur, right? This person died, he was benidui. He died benidui. He's not going to leave him and bury him in the middle of nowhere. He's going to be buried near the community. But even though he's buried near the community, he's still, we're demonstrating the fact, we're symbolizing the fact that he's still considered separated at a distance. And how we symbolize it? By putting, even though he's, again, near the other people in burial, but you have a stone on top of his grave to show that that he's still considered distant. That's how Rambam is. However, in Masechta Smachos, it explains that actually it's a kiyum of the Misa Skila. Now, obviously, the Misa Skila, the whole idea is you give the person punishment of death by stoning, right? Oh, but there's another element over there. Besides for the actual punishment of the death, which of course over here, this fellow is already dead, there's the embarrassment, Shabbat. There's the fact that he's being publicly shamed by being stoned by stone rabbim. So that element we still have over here. That bezayin lechera, he still have over here. Even if the death itself he had naturally, that bezayin still have. And that seems to be the idea based on the Masechta Smachos. A little different than what Rambam says. Okay, next in. Avos chayev to wrap his head. Avos chayev in wrapping. That means like putting like a scarf or covering the head with some sort of wrapping. The mice, we're not so makbar in this pesman is there, but that seemed to be an anhaga. The infreshment says why we stopped doing it. The guy were making fun of us. Okay, mechidish exactly what happened. But this idea of wrapping the head says the Gemara. We know that from here. And we have a lot of dinim in this amud that we learn from Yecheskel. When he was giving commandments about not mourning like everybody else. Don't cover your lips, so to speak. Don't cover real atifa. We know this is actually very relevant. Halacha l'maisa. I mean, a ton of this stuff is halacha l'maisa. But halacha l'maisa, when one puts on his talus and does atifa's talus, the proper way to do it, the place can bring is to take the talus over one's head and put that front side cover all the way around between the lips, between the nose and the lips, that area to cover that far. And that's actually lashon here. Le'sa'ata al safam. Don't cover yourself up to the lips. For the fact that Yiches was commanded not to do the normal avelus of covering himself with a cover over his head, so that means a regular avel should. That's the source. So menuda about Yiches Reish. What about menuda? Someone who's excommunicated, does he have?
Just a quick question. So we're learning from Yecheskel about covering the lips. Really, I should have asked this by avel asim b'tas payers. So this is the raisa. These are just the smachtas, or mechal from now the benaviu.
You're asking because Yecheskel is very safe. I'm not sure which way you're going. Typically, things we learn from Navi are more of a gili. They're more of either the Megala things that are already written in the Torah, right? They're the Megala Milsa. But we don't learn out new dinim or give them a status of derisas on things we learn from Navi. No, it's opposite.
Okay, so then leave alone Yecheskel. Talk about Nadav and Abihu. So what we learned out of Nadav
and Abihu. L'chari, okay. Aval menudah ma'abitif zrosh. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Tashema. V'heim b'sat from v'yosh from menudah ma'avelim. They wrap themselves like menudah ma'avelim at shirach malim and shemayim. They have something until they get rachonah shemayim. This is talking about the we have this in Tainus when Kaisel isn't getting rain. So when they get to that later levels without getting rain, they wrap themselves like menudah and avelim. So what do you see? Yemisatif, a menudah is misatif. Amebaye dum menudah l'shamayim shayni. The menudah l'shamayim, menudah from society is one thing. Maybe you don't have to wrap the head. Menudah for shamayim wraps the head. That's different to chamer. It's much more chamer. So right, you don't have mitzayir ma'batiyus reish. Rabbi mitzayir tifas reish. Tashamas b'irayav al safim yata. Mechal shchay batiyus reish. It says about a mitzayir that he should cover himself up to his lips. Isn't that pretty clear that it? A mitzvah has a din of tifas reish. Shema Mila Mer says it's indeed a clear raya. Aval, so a mitzvah does have a tifas reish. Aval has lanich tefillin, ashvil cannot wear tefillin, mitkamer lech, mar lech, cheskel, perecha chavish lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, your perecha should be chavish on you, mechal dekule ama aser. That you, Yecheskel, you should continue wearing your perecha. Whereas everyone else, again, it's mashma, everyone else who's not veilus, would not be wearing their perecha. They would not be wearing their per, right? Tefillin is the per. Everyone else would not be wearing pair when they're in a matzav of avelus. It's actually an interesting question. The first time I bothered that the Gemara Brachas has a different source about an avnam ritvil. The Gemara Brachas says, Allah said, avos chayv v'chom tar, v'chom mitzvahs, kulam chutz mitvilin. Avos chayv v'chom mitzvahs, except for tvilin. And the Gemara's source over there is because it says that the Gemara's lashon over there is the Meshum She'ein Pe'er Tachas Efer. Right? If a person is supposed to be in a matzav of Efer, of ashes, of sackcloth and ashes, he shouldn't be wearing Pe'er. It doesn't fit at the time of sackcloth and ashes. So the Chur, a little bit interesting, the Agamar is being a separate source from Yecheskel that an Avod doesn't wear tefillin. The Pasha says that Yecheskel is really the main source, and the Ram Brachas is just playing on the words of Pe'er Tachas Efer, or it's telling us a different akuda, that the avos chayiv and all the other mitzvahs of Torah, avos chayiv and all the other besides tefillin, the main focus of that Gemara Brachas was not the source of pater and tefillin. The main purpose that Gemara really is that avos chayiv and everything else. But then Rami, it wasn't bringing the ikur source. Ikur source over here by Yecheskel as pashas. Ikur source is this of perichav shlecha daf by Yecheskel as opposed to everyone else who does tefillin. Menuda ma'abit tefillin. By the way, the Ritva points out. Very good. I was about to say that the Ritva points out that it's only the first day. Even though logically, once you tell me that an oval shouldn't wear tefillin, it should be all 7 days. But if it says it can't be, you go 7 days without wearing tefillin, exactly like Leon just pointed out. Very good. It says Gemara, Mitzera Mabit tefillin. A menudah Mabit tefillin. What's a menudah? Is a tefillin? Take Mar's no rice to menudah, so we leave it unresolved. Mitzera Mabit tefillin. What's the din of Mitzera Mabit tefillin? Tashamah speaking right about Tzurua. The rabbi is Kohen Gadol. Tzurua tells me it comes to include a Kohen Gadol. Begadav, you prumim. Shiyu mekayram. Begadav yipru means says begadav should be ripped. V'reishi yipruah ein priya gilasar. His hair should be unshorn. Perua means it should be left long. Tivir b'lezer. V'kiva imer. Nemar vibration. Nemar vib bebeged. Ma vaymer bebeged. Dabr shechutz megufay. Just like that vibe bebeged is something which is not related to his body. Af vibration. Dabr shechutz megufay. What's it going on? What's outside his body? Malaf tefillin. It's talking about tefillin. So according to Bekiva, we're saying Mitzera can't wear tefillin. According to Blazer, l'chayr Mitzera would have self mitzvah tefillin. It seems to mechleik is tanaim when the Mitzera is not tefillin. Amar papa loy. Don't tell me that according to Rabbi Kiva it's referring to tefillin, and we have a raya that according to Rabbi Kiva, a tefillin is asar mitzayra. Maybe he's talking about a hat, some other type of head covering, that we say mitzayra doesn't wear those items. We have no raya. One lashon is talking about ripping begadim, and the other is about not wearing a hat, and not wearing other types of head coverings. No raya to the not wearing tefillin per se, and therefore, according to our papa, we don't have a proof about a mitzvah with tefillin either. Avil aser, we left menudah b'teku mitzvah with mechlekes if we have a raya not. Avil aser b'shel shalom, another shayla. An avil aser in shel shalom in greeting others. What's the source? To kamar yicheskel, to kamar leir achmoni yicheskel. Hey anek daim, you should be in mourning and be silent. Daim is to be silent. You should be silent. So avil cannot do shel shalom based on yicheskel. First point down, very interesting. Till now we've been using yicheskel as raya's. Based on from opposite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu essentially told Yecheskel not to mourn. So Yecheskel, you put on tefillin. Mashba every other avil doesn't put on tefillin, right? You shouldn't cover your head. Mashba every other avil should wrap the head. So we were learning from the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel not to be naig avilus. We learned from there what regular avilus is. And over here, it's interesting that we're learning from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel to do. We're learning. I mean, the simple answer is not Mitzvah Kasha, and it's Kavachaymer. The things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel not to do, that's a raya that you don't do it, but others obviously should do it. Otherwise, why do you have to tell them not to do it? The things they said they should do, even Yecheskel is not being Neig Regla Veil, still should do it. So certainly everyone else should do it. It's not really such a Kasha, but it's interesting. It's just interesting in the Derech of the Gemara to bring rayas from Yecheskel, and the rayas are coming from opposite directions. Some it's rayas based on what he didn't do, and some it's based on what he did do. Menudah Rabbi Shalom, Mitzalach of Menudah, the Gabi Shel Shalom, Amar Beis of Tashamat. Uvishel Shalom, Shemin Al Mechaveri, it says, in that Gemara, in that mission we had quoted before about the anhug of the Olam after the, by the 13th fast when it hasn't rained, it says that people should not do Shel Shalom. And we said again, like a person who's Nezufim, before you use Lashon of being Menudah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we see Nidu, you don't do Shel Shalom. Same deflection as before. You can't be right from when someone's Menudah, when Klai Yisrael treats themselves as being Menudah, Lashemayim, that's Mochamer. Our Shailah is when one's Menudah to other people, could they say Shalom? I could have read Svar by the Mamish Makarit. And the Svar I could have said, just throw it out for Karit, is, again, it's not, it is a Svar for Karit, but it doesn't mean that Abaye doesn't have a good deflection. Svar for Karit is that whether Menudah Shemayim is Mochamer, we're talking about Shail Shalom and Unlachavere. So we talk about being Menudah, Shail Shalom and Chavere, to me should be more, would be more of a concern. It's a steer to be excommunicated from people by speaking to people. When a person is Menudah Shemayim, being Sheila Shalom ben Adma Chaveri wouldn't be such a stira to Menudah Chalil Shemayim. It's terrible to be Menudah excommunicated from Shemayim, from heaven, but Sheila Shalom ben Adma Chaveri should have less of an effect on Shemayim than it has on Ben Adma Chaveri, between one person and his friend. That's what I could have thought. Okay, my Sabbai says, he's still the same deflection. Okay, says the Gemara, perhaps that's why the Gemara repeated the Shakatayr. Mitzayra,
now Menudah is Menudah, it's just a question.
So Tashma, it's being Mitzvah. Sorry, Mar Mishael Shalom. What's the Mitzvah Mishael Shalom? Tashma. Valsafim Yata says that the covering should be on his lips. She's fasav medubekas ubizu. His lips should like connect one to the other. She kemenuda uka avil ve'asav Mishael Shalom. He's like a menuda and like avil, and he's asav Mishael Shalom. It's pretty clear from this brisa that Mitzvah is like an avil, and his lips should be sealed in Shel Shalom. Shema Minah. We have a raya. Ask him an obvious question. You just said that his lips should be connected, and he should be like a menudah and like an avil. So you threw menudah in there. Menudah itself, you never raya, where the Shel Shalom's aser. Here, in the context of mitzera, you compare the mitzera to the avil and the menudah. Seemingly, it's a clear raya. The menudah also is aser Shel Shalom, says Gemara. Amaracha, parpinkas, page, pervasive. Meek tani, she aser. She kim menudah ukavil tani, bimilech renaisa. Maybe it didn't say that he's like a menudah that's us to greet people. It just says that he's like a menudah and an avil. The asana mishael shalom, you can read the brisa as being almost three separate statements. Number one, he's like a menudah. Number two, he's like an avil. And number three, he's us mishael shalom. Not that he's us mishael shalom like a menudah, like an avil, the way we touched it originally, and therefore we have no raya legabe menudah itself. Avil, us to learn Torah. Avil's us to learn Torah. But the Kamar, again, question the first asked, obvious question, we just quoted more before brachas, says avil's mechuyev in kol mitzvah shebet Torah except for tefillin. And now we're saying over here, Avil is Aser in Talmud Torah. We're going to bring a source from the Gemara for Yechazel again. Before we even get to the source, what does it mean? Aser in Torah, Ayes Mechiv every mitzvah in the Torah. The Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. The answer is Avil is Mechiv every mitzvah in the Kiyam of Maisa mitzvah every mitzvah of the Shabbat Torah. Bavada Enochami. Even though Talmud Torah is clearly connected to Kulam, That's not considered the, that's not included in the statement of Avol Chayav Chol Mitzvahs. Avol Chayav Chol Mitzvahs is referring to the Mais Mitzvahs. Okay. So Avol Chayav Chol Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Rechman Ali Cheskel, Daim. Kosh Baruch Hu told him to be quiet and to grieve. Daim. So Daim means Daim from Lenin Torah. Menuda Mal B'Divitera, whatever. Menuda B'Divitera, Amar Besef, Tashema, Menuda Shaina V'Shainalei. Menuda, by the way, there is a discussion before we go right to Menuda by an Avol. We know there's Alachas and Brachas we discussed with someone's in status, a different status of Tuma V'Tara. He can't learn Torah, but maybe he can Maharan Torah. This discussion whether here is Kedibur Dami or not, and one of the cases where one of the cases discussion, of course, is Legabe Talmud Torah. Over here, the Mepharshim say that it's Pasha, we would treat Talmud Torah here would be treated also like regular. Here would be treated like regular Talmud Torah. Why? Because the whole reason why Avol Kilan Torah is because Pikud Hashem Yisharim Besam Chilev. Because learning Torah brings Simcha, and Avol is not supposed to have that Simcha. So if that's the logic, so even if he's thinking and learning, it brings the same Simcha. Even if you're not actually speaking now, it brings Simcha as well. I shouldn't say same. Maybe it's not the same, but he certainly have Simcha as well, and therefore it would be applicable not Stam in not just in learning and in learning loud, even in learning and thinking in and thinking in Torah. Okay, this discussion also works. What if Mamish can't go without learning Torah? He's on a level where Mamish can't go. So we know there's certain Gemaras that maybe he's able to learn that relate to Avelus, right? The question is if he's able to learn at that time, if Mamish needs it. Okay, discuss in the Paiskim. Menuda B'Divrei Torah Ma.
This Avil is 7 days?
Avil, yes. And a very good point. So your point, yeah, that's different than we have a Tumah before. Very good. Very good. Yeah. And I didn't think of that. That's true. Over here, we're talking about 7 days. Over there, by Tefillin, we're talking about 1 day. Avil. So Avil has B'Divrei Torah to come Rechman L'Cheskel Daim. Menudah Ma'a B'Divrei Torah. What's Menudah status B'Divrei Torah? Amar Beis Yiftah Shema'a B'Yuraya. Menudah Shein V'Shein Lai. He could teach others, and others could teach him. Niskar Niskarim Lai. He could hire by others, others hired him for work. Muchram. However, one who's a chayim is a stronger level of excommunication. Lai Shein of Lai Shein Lai. He can't teach, and others can't teach him. Niskar Niskarim Lai. He can't be hired out, and nor could others hire him. Al Vashenu La'atzmai. But he could learn himself. Shli Afsikas Limudin, nor not him Afsikas Limud. Black and white. Vaisle, Chanus Katan of Shil Panasasai. Even this higher level, he's of chayim, he still can A, learn himself, which is right to our Shaila, but B, he also make from a small store, he has some parnasa, from a Rav, Zabuni Mayim Pakta the Ravis. He could sell water in the market of a Ravis. Apparently a Ravis is a place where there was a lack of water, ironically, because a Ravis typically is something which grows, a Ravis grow Avrinachal, right? That's the name of a Ravis, because it grows near water, but okay, he's allowed to sell water in the market of a Ravis. That's just an example of a profession. The point is that it's very clear from this braisa that he's able to learn Torah. He's able to learn Torah even though he is excommunicated Shema Mina. Mitzayra Ma'abi Divitera. What about Mitzayra? What's his status to Gabi Divitera? Tashema, Vaitatal Menecha Vemenecha, Yemesha Matal Shem Kech Becharev. Mala Lam Be'im of Yerveses. When the Torah was given, it was given by Har Sinai. And we're saying one should teach Torah to his sons and his grandsons the way it was given by Har Sinai. So we learn from there the Derech one has to learn. What is that? By Matan Torah was with Ema, with Yira, with Reses, with Zeya, there was awe and trembling and fear. Mekan Amru, so too, when we learn Torah, it's got to be the same way. Mekan Amru, therefore, we say as follows. Hazavin, Azav Mitzerah Baelanidas. Azav Mitzerah Baelanidas, these old people that are Tamei, of course, Mitzerah is the one we have a question about right now, they're all Tamei. Just because the tummy doesn't prevent them from learning Torah. It's not a steer to aim of era. And therefore, mutlukas b'tarmanim k'suvim. They're mutlut to read in Tanakh. V'lishas medesh, learn medesh, v'shas, halachas agadas, and learn Talmud, halachas agadas, u'balkarinas. But those who are balkari, typically, balkari comes when someone is lacking in the aima, in the awe, and the yira. If he had proper aim of yira, he wouldn't come to the status of being balkari, and therefore, a balkari is usher to learn Torah. But the point is, you see very clearly in this, Brisa, we see very clearly that a Mitzera is allowed to learn Torah. I mean, we have a raya for the Brisa of Mitzera is Mutter and Tamatera. Avil Asbuk, the Chbaisis, Avil can't wash his clothing. He'll say, Fishnachiv, Tekaya, Fikach Misham Isha Chacham, Vaimrela, His Ablina, Felishvina, Bigdi, Evel, Vahi Tasuki, Misham, don't anoint me in oil, Vahisi, Kisha, Zeh, Yam Rab Mesbels, Al Mais. So we see from that, we learn from that pasuk that it talks about wearing the begadim of Avelos. It talks about not one's allowed to have clean wash, wear fresh begadim during Avelos. The shaila is as follows. What's the halacha of Menudah and Mitzera? If you all remember that we had a price earlier, you're correct. Quotes the price again. Tashma, Menudah and Mitzera, Asur Lasapra Lechabe, Shmamina, right? We had the right at the top of the Amud that a Menudah and a Mitzera is Asur, both haircuts. We brought this price before the Gabi haircuts. Now bringing the Gabi laundering, and a Menudah and Mitzera are also Asur laundering, like an oven. So just like an oval can't wash clothing or get a haircut, so too Menudah and Mitzera have both those dinim as well. Aval chayav b'kriya. Aval chayav b'kriya. The Kamar Chmanel the Aaron. The Torah speaks to Bnei Aaron and says, "Leisa freimu, don't rip your begadim." Now, it was still talking about when they had a veil, it says don't rip the gadam. It says when the Irish should rip the gadam, but you see in general when people have a veil, they obviously should be ripping up the gadam, otherwise the Torah wouldn't teach us this halacha. Menuda ma'a b'kriya. So what's the halacha of menuda with regard to kriya? So avil for sure has kriya. Menuda, what's its din? The gadam kriya, take it, we leave it on myself, we have no raya. Mitzayra ma'a b'kriya, tashma b'gadam you prumim, shumikram, shmamina. It says by mitzayra, megadav you prumim. It says black and white that there is a din of prumim, of doing kriya on the big day of a mitzera as well. So mitzera does have to do kriya. Avachai b'chvias mita. Avachai has to turn over the bed. To turn it back apart, top of Amud Beis. Demus d'gayni nasati b'am. Akash Baruch Hu says, there's a demus d'gayni. In every person, there's a little bit of my image in each person. And I overturn my image because of their averus. Therefore, when they die, turn over the beds. It's like to resemble, to be like a symbolism of Akash Baruch Hu's demus also being turned over, so to speak, with the avinus. So that's by a mace. You turn over the beds. What about Menuda Mitzera? What about Menuda Mitzera? My Mekfis Amita, take leave our resolve. The first discuss. We just said the reason. The reason is because through the avirus, the demus of Akash Baruch Hu was turned over. That would be a svar that would seem to be dafka by a person dying. Okay, but the Mar leaves it as a Shamar holds. I guess that also is a form of turning over the person's Akash Baruch Hu's demus in the person when he's mitzera, when he's in midah, perhaps. Okay, either way, the Mar leaves it unresolved. Abbas Mesis Melach Avil can't do work. This is the first of this discussions that we had on the topic earlier in the parak. We were discussing how an Avil can't do work. So here the Mar now finally brings the source. The Fakti Chagechem Leevil. The Mar actually referenced that source even earlier as well. That on Yom Tov your Chag will turn into evil. The klala was that your rejoicing will turn into avelus. But from the comparison of chag and avelus, we learn out just like chag is aser emelachas, so too avelus is aser emelacha. Shaila is menuda ma'avas is melacha. What about by menuda? Is your isur v'sias melacha? Amar beisiv tashma k'sham ras v'sias melacha le'amru el b'yayim avlay le'mutter v'chinat amaitz menuda uve avel. When it came to fast days, we said that when it's aser to work, it just means aser to work by day, but at night, one is the night before the fasting, one is mutter to work, just during the day of the fast, one can't work. And similarly, the halacha is going to be by a menuda and by an avil. Now, my love, what does it mean when it ends off and says, similarly, there's halachas, the Mar is paraphrasing, it skipped a few lines of the member, and then it ends off and says, similarly, by an avil and by a menuda. Now, what does it mean when it says similar? Lava kula is going on all the dinim, including not working. The Gemara says, lo yashara, it's going on the other dinim, maybe it's going on the dinim of, you have by the fast days, the other dinim we discussed before, perhaps, the first to that, but not to the dinim of Isamalacha. Tashmaski, right? Menuda, Shain of Shainamlai, Nisko, Niskanamlai. Again, there's a Gemara we just quoted before. If the black and white raya, Amenuda, he could teach others, others kachim, Nisko, Niskanamlai. He could be hired, and others could hire him. Pretty clear. Shmamina, it's clearly mutter for Menuda to do work. Mitzera, Mabi, says Lachmas, and then Mitzera, Lagabi, says Malacha, says Gemara. Take it, we leave as a shayla, not clear what the mitzera status, Lagabi, Asias, Malacha. Avlas, Brachitz, Avlas, Asr, in Rachitz, Tachzim, Vatasuchi, Shemin, Rechitza b'chalsicha. It says don't be sach with shemen and rechitza washing. Once you have an issur of sicha, washing always goes together. It's together with sicha. One cannot wash as well. So avil cannot wash his body. Menuda ma rechitza. What about menuda? What's the status? Lagabe bathing. Amar beisiv tashma. I'll bring uraya. Kasher asur rechitza. Amar el kol gufay. Avil panei the ragel mutter. When they say he can't wash, it's talking about his entire guf is what he can't wash. But this is talking about, again, by a fast day. You can't wash the entire guf, but hands, face, and feet is mutter. And again, it says at the end of that memra, the same halacha applies to menudah v'avil. My labakulu isn't going on the din of washing as well. So be clear that the avil, the menudah, would be usher to wash his entire body. Hands, face, and feet would be permissible, but the entire body would taka be usher. Lo yashar, again, it could be talking about the other dinim of the public, of the public fast, not the din of bathing. Mitzer mar b'chitza, again, the mitzera emerges, goes straight to, says teku, not clear. We don't know what the din by rechitza for a mitzera is. Avil asmi nisa sandal. Avil is aser and wearing shoes. But to come to Rechman Yecheskel, back to another Rechman Yecheskel, when Olecha tassam raglecha, that you can wear shoes, Yecheskel. Mechlau de klam aser. Everyone else was in avil, cannot wear shoes. Menudah ma'am nisa sandal was the menudah, when it was in excommunication, what's the status of Gabi nisa sandal? Amr beis fashamakish, amru aser bin nisa sandal, le amru ella be'ir. When they said it's aser in nisa sandal, again, by the fast days, they only said it while one's in the city. Al b'derech mutter. If one's walking, traveling on the road, it's mutter. Ha keitzad yatzal derech nail. If while he's on the road, puts on the shoes, the chasir, the second he comes to the city, he's not traveling on the road anymore. Chay, let's take off the shoes. Chay, not the mitzvah of Avil. And again, it says, Allah should, the same Allah applies by Minudav Avil. Isn't it referring to this last din as well? This din we just quoted about wearing shoes. It says, Gemara, my lava, kulu, lai, ashar, it's going on the other dinim. There's a whole list of dinim that the Bryce was discussing before it says the words, we don't know if it's applying each one of those dinim are applying to the Minudav Avil. We have no clear raya. Mitzera, ma'am, nisandal, again, teku, we leave it unresolved. We have no clear raya. This discussion that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar had a status like Avelim. It's comment rise or status of, sorry, not Avelim, as a Menudim. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar had a status of being like Menudim, of being excommunicated, right? And over there, they clearly wore shoes. Well, how do we know that? Because what does the Pasuk say? All the years in the Midbar, your shoes didn't wear out. So if you want to be Ibn, you could say, of course, they weren't wearing them because they're Menudim. They weren't wearing the shoes, they didn't wear out. But the Pasha is exactly opposite. They were wearing the shoes, they were wearing shoes, and they didn't wear out. The shoes didn't wear out. So the third, that's a raya that Menudah could wear shoes because all the years the Midbar they were Menudah and they still wore shoes. What's the obvious teretz?
The Midbar.
Exactly. Midbar. Very good. Exactly. Avil b'derech mutter. They were wandering, so to speak. They were traveling in the Midbar for 40 years. So traveling, we said, is mutter. We said daf when you come back to the ear, so you got to take it off when you're at home and you're not traveling. If you're traveling, you don't have to wear it. Very good, Leon. That's what the Mefarshim explained. A raya cannot be brought from the Midbar, from Klal Yisrael the Midbar. Avil as b'tash b'rita, avil aser in marital relations. Tichsev vayinachim David es pashav ishtay vayav elam echad meikar aser. See that till that point, they were mourning, of course, the death of their son. But till that point, they were usher in relations. So that's by an avil. Menudah ma'ab tashmita. What's the status of menudah like of tashmita? That's an obvious problem. Menudah has to be dal amis away from anybody. So how could he have tashmita if he can't come within dal amis? So there's a the Rishonim give answers that either is ishtik gufay and therefore it's not a problem, or this city has to be menudah from society and society, but not his family. His family, he doesn't, he can be within Dalamas. The Nafkin, of course, the different halacha of the Rishonim is the Dafka's wife is permissible to be within his Dalamas, or his entire family, like his wife and his kids, also can be within his Dalamas. That is a machlekes in the Rishonim also, but the bottom line is, certainly his wife could be within his Dalamas. Okay, so even though his wife could be within Dalamas, the Gemara is Kashal now, Ma'batash Mita, what's the Allah Khalagabi Tashmish Hamita? Says Gemara, Amar Bay Sashma being Uriah, Kais Shana Shi saw Midbar, all the years of Kaiser were in the Midbar, Menudin Hayu, they were Menudin, the Shimshim Bidasayim, right? This is what we just quoted a minute ago about the trying to be right for the shoes, right? All the years that Kaiser was in the Midbar, they had a status of Menudin, and yet they have Mishamish Mita in the Midbar. Is the Haraya that Menudin is Mutta Tashmish Mita, Amar Labaye, if the Menudin Shemaim Shiny, maybe Menudin Shemaim is different, the Kal, being Menudin Shemaim is different because it's more Kal. Ask the Gemara, kill, we just quoted twice already in this daf that Menudah Shemaim is more chamer. Kill Vavid Chamer, you said it's chamer. Gemara says it's a beautiful terrace. Classic Gemara. Spooky Misafkle, Zilhacha Kamatkile, Fizilhacha Kamatkile. Abaye wasn't saying in clear fashion that Menudah Shemaim is more chamer, or now he's saying more kal. He was just playing devil's advocate, as we would expression me today. Whenever they want to be a Ryan one way, he said, don't be right from Nidil Shemayim. Maybe Nidil Shemayim is different Nidil Adam. Maybe it's more Chamer. Maybe it's more Kal. A Raya you can't bring from Nidil La Shemayim. Okay. Says the Mitzera Ma'am Tashmita. What about Mitzera and Tashmish Hamita? Tashmah Tanya. Yashem Chutz Alei says he should dwell Chutz Alei. She Kim Nuda Kavol. Vas Tashmita. He should be like a Nuda and a Kavol. And he's Aser and Tashmita. Vein Alei Elisha. Alei of course means his Isha. Shenemar Leich Amalehem Shuvalechem Leichem. The third time we had this actually in the past time. Lot this drush about going back to your tent. Not the drush. The drush we had twice. But the idea that a tent is like a wife. So go back to wife. So we said a Mitzera's Aser Tashmita. We had, if you remember, earlier in the Masechta we discussed that there's different statuses. It depends what status. When he's Mitzera Musker, he's Usher. And when he's in the process of becoming Tar, he's Usher. But we had a sheet to that, even though he's Usher, those two statuses, and the in-between status, when he's Paskin Mukhlet, before he starts the Tar process, before the Tzara shrinks, and he starts the Tar process, in the in-between stage, he is Mutter's wife. One Tana said, it's Kalva Chaimer, Matach's Usher's Musker. Surely he's Usher's Mukhlet. The other Tana said, no, he's Usher's Musker, Usher, when he's been the Tar process, but Mutter in between, while he's a Mukhlet, that was the Chiddush, that was the other Tana. Okay. Says, when Vinishla Menuda, while we use this price as a Raya to the case of Menuda, that a Menuda also is Usher Tashmita, Amar Funabeder, Pinchas, Pishmeder, Yasim, Miktanisha Usher, does it say, that a Mitzera is, it says he's like, the Lashon was Sheheikim Menudah Avil. Again, same Lashon. The Mitzera is like a Menudah and like an Avil. Vias Tashmish Mita. So the simple way of reading it is, he's like a Menudah and an Avil, who are also Us Tashmish Mita. So to the Mitzera is Us Tashmish Mita. But that would be an indication, Avil we know already, that would be an indication that the Menudah is Us Tashmish Mita. And the Mara makes the same deduction as before. Don't be that right, that Menudah is Us Tashmish Mita, because you can read it as separate statements. The Mitzayra is like an avil, like a menuda, and a third thing is he's like, he has Isser Tasha Shemitah. Says Gemara, Mikta Isha Aser, Sheikh Menuda Avil. Does it mean that it was words that he's usher like a menuda, like a novel? It says he's like a menuda, like a novel, and he's usher. The word usher was put separately. Maybe menuda himself is not usher tashmita. We have no right to the shayla. Okay, you know, let's start. It's a little bit late. I mean, we're early for 6:30. We're late for 6:45 shachris. Let's just read. Let's stop over here. I don't want this people going to the shachris. Let's pause over here. We'll pick it up. We have to drop. Well, actually, I'm leaving it for you, Leon, if it's Jim.